If you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me. Soul Ballad was Al Green's first real hit. Originally, when it was presented to him, it was just a sketch of a song by Al Jackson, a drummer in the house band at High Records in Memphis, Tennessee. Green didn't want to record it, but producer Willie Mitchell convinced him to give it a try. Shortly thereafter, in 1972, it hit number one on the pop charts and stayed at number one for 9 consecutive weeks. It became Al Green's signature song and defined for many the sound of Southern soul crooning. It is such an enduring classic that 40 years later, Barack Obama sang a few bars of the song at the historic Apollo Theater. Next is a little-known gem from George Jackson.
We ended our road. Eddie saw I'm going to an Aretha Franklin show. Hey, Aretha, play one for me. One that will let her know I'm miserable as a man could be. Would you sing a song that would touch her heart and make her sorry that we are apart? I don't know if taking a request is a part of your show. If you do me this one favor, I'll be grateful to you forevermore. Many romances have been saved through your sound. Your records have touched many lovers so many times. Miss Aretha, sing one for me.
Aretha,
one that would let her know years of us a man could be. Would you sing a song,
Aretha,
that would touch your heart,
Aretha,
and make her sorry we are apart?
Maybe
that someone ever loved anyone.
George Jackson's plea to Aretha Franklin to sing one for me also was recorded at High Records in 1972. You can hear the High Records house band and the musical similarities to Let's Stay Together, since it was also produced and arranged by Willie Mitchell. George Jackson was better known as a staff songwriter at Fame Recording Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where he wrote hits for Clarence Carter, Candy Staton, and many others. And in fact, a large number of Jackson's own versions of his hit songs were found in the Fame Studios vaults and were released to great critical acclaim. 5 years earlier, at Fame Studios, Aretha Franklin recorded this.
I can't sleep at night, and I can't.
Aretha Franklin had been making gospel and pop records since she was 14 years old, but had never really found her rightful position as Queen of Soul before she came down to Muscle Shoals. She was a mature woman at age 25, having two children as a teenager and later married to Ted White, her manager, who was much older than her. At that point, she had been dropped by Columbia Records and in 1967 signed with Atlantic Records. Working with producer Jerry Wexler, she had prepared just a basic treatment of a song, and when she sat down at the piano in the studio at Fame Records, she hit what was called a magic chord and gave all of herself to the lyrics, and all the studio musicians just fell in. Producer Jerry Wexler, who had discovered and worked with many great soul artists, said that Aretha is a genius, and in that one unequaled moment, she took soul music to a place that no one else could go. I Never Loved a Man was also the name of her album, which was the number one R&B album for 14 weeks in 1967, and is considered by many to be the greatest soul album of all time. Next up, a classic by Percy Sledge. Percy Sledge had been working in a hospital when he first cut his solo record in 1956 and quickly became immortalized as the quintessential deep soul artist. When a man loves a woman is a heartfelt and anthemic statement of love's travails that topped both the R&B and pop charts and has never gone away. Percy Sledge never had a hit quite as big again, but this song kept him on tour and supporting himself for 30 years. You are listening to KVSH 101.9 FM, voiceofvashon.org. Another heartfelt artist was the amazing Bobby Womack.
Fellas, I wonder what you mind if I talk to you a minute. You know, sometimes we have a tendency, or should I say we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That is, if you want to keep your thing together. Listen to me now. Do the things that keep a smile on the face.
Gotta Have It was a number one hit on the R&B charts in 1972. The suffering of lost love is presented in a very catchy song by the versatile Bobby Womack, who became known as the preacher for his lengthy introductions over a soul vamp. Bobby Womack was everywhere in the 1960s and 70s, playing guitar in Sam Cooke's band, backup singing for James Brown, writing songs for Wilson Pickett and others, including the Rolling Stones, acting as guitar slinger for hire in multiple studio sessions, including for Aretha Franklin, Sly and the Family Stone, and others, and writing the tune Breezin', which was later a jazz hit for George Benson. Bobby even wrote the classic Janis Joplin tune Mercedes-Benz after riding with her in his Mercedes-Benz car. Bobby Womack was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2009. Let's get back to Al Green, one of my all-time favorites, for three in a row.
Sitting here, wasting my time for crazy about take you in my arms and squeeze you. I take you in my arms and love you every night. Just make everything all right, I wanna sue you, baby. Let me sue you, baby. I can sue you, baby. I can wipe all your tears away. Wipe all your tears away. Wipe all your
positively. That's what the world creation is free. It's all in the heavens, can't you see? You can always depend on me to give you love.
Was Al Green, Let's Get Married, and Sha-La-La, Make Me Happy, and L-O-V-E, Love, with immaculate arrangements by Willie Mitchell, Al Green's vocals soaring into high falsettos and punctuated by whispers and growls, and the jazzy, insistent, and sexy pulse of the high record's rhythm section, Al Green seemed to be able to do no wrong in the 1970s. However, at the height of his popularity, he was accosted by a former girlfriend who poured boiling grits on him in the bathtub, burning him severely. She then committed suicide with his gun. Al Green considered this a sign that he needed to get himself right with God and he should enter the ministry. Although he continued to record secular music for a few more years, soon he was full-time minister and mostly recorded gospel music after 1981. Another fantastic singer recording at High Records around this time was Ann Peebles.
Playhouse tumbling down.
Ann Peebles had a decent-sized hit with I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down in 1973. She was a particular favorite of John Lennon. There is a story about how John Lennon went to see Ann Peebles perform at the Troubadour nightclub in L.A. and embarrassed himself by getting hammered and shouting out to her during her sex that, shall we say, he wished to have sex with her. Ann said later she wasn't angry, and John apologized the next day. But Ann was a married woman and had a child, so it was a bit scandalous at the time. She continued to record for High Records until 1978, but hardly ever toured, and then took a long break to focus on her family. Let's speed up the tempo and go back to Atlantic Records and Aretha for a while.
Down in
Aretha Franklin is obviously loved for her fantastic singing, but she also wrote many of her own most famous songs, including both of the previous cuts, Think from 1968 and Rock Steady from 1971. She plays the piano on both of those tracks, too. Rock Steady also benefits from the Memphis Horns, that is, Wayne Jackson on trumpet and Andrew Love on tenor sax. Whether you know the Memphis Horns by name or not, you've probably heard them many times, since they played on almost every recording from Stax Records, as well as with Al Green, Isaac Hayes, Neil Diamond, Elvis Presley, Stephen Stills, and U2, and many, many more artists. They were awarded a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award in 2012.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're going to tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fatback drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This going to taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn. Place on the burner and bring to a boil. That's it right there. Now beat well.
Curtis is another virtuoso session musician who was nearly everywhere in a recording career that started in 1952. He started out as a jazz musician and played with Lionel Hampton and Horace Silver in New York, but he first came to be noticed on the pop charts with his sax solo and the Coasters song, Yakety Yak. Memphis Soul Stew was one of his few hits under his own name at American Studios in Memphis. More about American Studios later. In addition to being a session musician, King Curtis was also a band leader and musical director, songwriter, and producer. However, his career was cut short when he was stabbed to death by a drug addict with whom he argued outside his New York apartment in 1971. At the time of his death, he had been doing session work for John Lennon's Imagine album and was Aretha Franklin's musical director. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000. Next up, Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Dust and Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
That was Son of a Preacher Man by Dusty Springfield, recorded in September of 1968 and featured on the album Dusty in Memphis. Dusty's biggest hit set the standard for all English soul singers for years. Next up, more Al Green. Thank you. Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH-FM. Thanks for listening.
Find out what it means to me.